Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.
Immediately, because I know you're just in bed right now. You're going, oh, okay, I'll get up in another 5 minutes. That's fine. Get your phone. Get onto the internet.
Right, hold on.
And go to grandtheatre.co.uk. This is for Wolverhampton Grand.
Okay, I'm just going to do it on the work computer.
Yes.
Grandtheatre.co.uk.
Yep. Now, top right-hand side, second tab in, is the word vote.
I can see that. I mean, hold on. Yeah.
Now, I'm encouraging the following information. Because what they're asking for at the Wolves Grand is suggestions on naming a couple of booths in the dress circle and a couple of suites. So they're going through this big refurbishment and they're saying, what can we name the booths and what can we name the suites? Now, they are saying it has to be appropriate to the world of theatre.
Right.
Such as the names of significant performers, shows, songs, anything theatrical. Wow. As I point to young Sparky over here.
I do have an A-level in dance. You're
Thank
correct,
you.
Joanna.
Have you ever been on a theatre stage before?
Have I ever treaded the boards?
Thank you.
Yes, I've tread the boards, Joanna. I have. Yes, I've played in Pulcinella. Male ballet. I've also done, you know, I've just done Laba Notation. I've done a few bits with a Ludus dance company, they're called. I don't like to talk about it, Joe, because it was my fun of cooler days.
Well, I do like to talk about the fact that I once had the lead role in a choral version of Oliver the Musical.
What's a choral version?
So it means you didn't do any acting, you literally just sang a lot.
Oh.
And obviously, I did take a lot of the solo parts, Sparky, and a lot of the lead vocals in the choral version of Oliver. Now, what does it say about naming the booths? Significant performers. Thank you.
All right.
What shows, songs, anything theatrical. Could Sparky and I be any more perfect?
This is the first time you
have a booth named after us at the Grand.
Let's make it happen. That's the first time, Joe, as well, you've ever said I made a significant performance on anything. So I'm well happy with that.
Sparky was in tights once and he stood on a stage, and that's all I need to know.
So we're asking for people shamelessly to our
the
names
thing is,
down
if we
so we
just
can be
nominate ourselves. We do know the people at the Grand, they will point and laugh at us. And it won't be taken seriously. But as I say, we've just told you about our theatrical history.
So what you're saying is, what we're doing right now is we're asking people to nominate us to be named a room in the Grand.
Yeah, I know you're thinking Ian McKellen, Julie Walters, all that. No, do not think that. Do not think the Ian McKellen suite. Think the Joe and Sparky suite. And when people say, well, why? What have they got to do with theatre? Please do say, well, Sparky's got an A-level in dance.
Oh, yeah.
Joe once sang the songs from Oliver.
Joe once sang songs. And they love going to press night here at the Grand. I mean, is
they
that
love
a
freebie. I mean, I don't know what more you need to know. Grandtheatre.co.uk. We're leaving it with you. Click on the tab that says vote. And we're working on our thank you speech. That's what we're going to do today.
I think we're a shoo-in, Joe, right?
I think so.
Good work.
Lovely tight.
Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.